ListenUpNorth.com presents two scenes from the play To Freedom's Cause by Kate Willoughby. This is a drama about suffragette Emily Davison, who in June 1913 was fatally injured when she was struck by the King's Racehorse at Epsom Derby whilst protesting for votes for women. We join the play at Act 2, Scene 1, where Emily is at her mother's home in Long Horsley, Northumberland.
To freedom's cause till death, we swear our frailty. March on, march on, face to the dawn of liberty.
What on
to
earth?
To freedom's cause till death.
Have you gone quite mad?
We swear our frailty.
Stop it!
March on.
Don't be silly.
March
Stop
on,
it now. Come inside.
Face to the dawn.
I said stop it. That's enough.
Ma'am.
What's in that telegram, Em?
You should keep your nose out of other people's business.
It's made you mad. I want an honest answer for once, pet, please.
Stop clinging to me like a limpet. I'm free, ma'am. Free of life's cares.
Free from your senses, more like.
Intoxicated with life. Don't waste it, not even a single second.
Carpe diem.
Precisely.
What's in that telegram, Em? Now, don't you look at me like that. Tell me now, damn you, girl. I brought you into this world, and I swear I'll defend you with all my might.
Ma'am, please.
My darling child, don't break my heart, I beg you.
I never would.
Don't lie. There's your stupid sweets. No need for them now, you've given the whole village a fright.
I was marching and singing, that's all.
Why can't you see it, Em? Mary and whoever you've got yourself involved with, they're all the same. They'll drain you dry of life, and you just let them.
Don't you dare speak of Mary like that. You know nothing of her.
Because you won't tell me.
No, I won't.
Your soulmate.
Don't mock me.
I wouldn't dare.
Mary never judges me.
Oh, stop talking rot.
I'm not a child.
No, you're not. But you'll still make a great spectacle of yourself on the green.
I wish I were back in London.
With Mary.
Yes, with Mary and all the rest of my friends.
Oh, making a bomb or firing a letterbox. What's next, Em? I know something's afoot.
We're so close. You have no idea.
You keep telling me that. Things won't change. You have to accept it, pet.
Deep down you agree with this so-called Liberal government, don't you, ma'am? You're a relic.
Is that such a crime? I can't change. But I love you, pet. You know that.
Do I?
Oh, come on. I think that's enough now. The gossips' tongues will be wagging till kingdom come.
That's what you're worried about, isn't it, ma'am? Reputation. Well, I lost mine years ago. Ask anyone. I've nothing left, ma'am. I've given it all up and still they won't listen.
That's enough now.
What have I got to do? What have I got to do? It can't go on, ma'am. Something has to happen.
But does it have to be you, pet? Why can't someone else be brave?
They are, ma'am. But it's not enough. It's never enough.
Shh, pet. Come back inside. You're still a slip of a girl. I'll get you something nice to eat.
I love you, ma'am. But I have to live my own life. You can't live yours again through me, no matter what disappointments you might have had.
I never.
I can't keep trying to please you. I've found what I need.
Oh, here we go. The fresh air's gone to your head.
I know you live a pretty miserable existence up here. Unfulfilled and lonely. You've been frightened all these years, ma'am. A canny little mouse that tries to play the cat with me.
How dare you?
Well, it won't work. I'm not your mouse and never have been.
Quite the selfish madam these days. You think you can go off, cause mayhem, and then turn up here for some respite? Well, I'm telling you, young lady, you cannot do so anymore. I've had enough of caring for my own daughter as if she were an invalid. It's not natural.
Let go of me.
Be quiet.
I'm not your prisoner. You can't control me, ma'am.
I'm ashamed of you. And your father must be turning in his grave to see what his daughter has become.
You don't know that.
You've changed beyond all recognition. You're a freak, an oddity, a laughing stock.
You have no idea. I'm ashamed of you, Mother. Deeply ashamed.
I don't need your approval. But I do deserve some respect.
You haven't earned it.
I've a good mind to put you over my knee. I curse the day you ditched your job for the suffragettes. You're a disgrace.
Why do you think I stayed in London? Because I couldn't bear all that expectation. It was suffocating. My God, if you weren't my mother.
What? What would you do? Smash me to the ground? Or whip me to pieces like you did that poor Baptist minister?
That was a mistake.
A serious one. You lost your head.
You know who I thought he was.
And if he had been Lloyd George, would you really have set upon him like some deranged harpy?
He'd have deserved it for his treacherous behaviour, greasing up to Asquith. It's revolting!
No, you're revolting! I should have locked you up for your own sake. Things are getting out of hand, and I fear for what you're truly capable of.
You should know, Mother.
Get inside, now!
You can't make me!
You're my daughter, so you'll do as I say.
Not anymore, ma'am. I'm leaving for good.
What?
I'm going back to London tomorrow. It's all arranged, so I'll be out of your hair in no time.
No!
Isn't that what you wanted? A quiet life? Because you'll have it now. No one to ruffle your aging feathers.
Listen, I may have said some terrible things, pet, but you're still my daughter. I love you. And I want you to stay.
It's too late for that, ma'am. I received word in the telegram. I'm required in London.
Oh, please don't go back, Em. I beg you.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to let me go. I'm needed there. Come inside, ma'am. I think we've given the gossips enough to be going on with, don't you?
We catch up with Emily and her mother later in the play in Act 2, Scene 4, when Emily is about to leave Long Horsley and be driven to the station by Bob, their neighbour, as she sets off for the fateful Epsom Derby.
So this is it, then? I kind of persuade you to stay?
No. It's all settled, ma'am.
Poor Long Horsley. Kind of compete with London. Here's your sandwiches, then.
Thanks. You can't compare the two. I love them both, but it is time for me to go.
I don't want you to go, pet. It's too soon. You're not fit.
Honestly, I'm fine, ma'am. I've got things to do and I'm needed in London.
I see.
It's a critical time.
It always is.
Will you stop saying that?
Well, take this scarf with you, pet. I thought you might like it, and it'll keep the chills out on your journey back. Here. I want you to take proper care of yourself.
I will, ma'am. I'm not a child anymore. Thank you, it's lovely. But you need it more than me up here. It's so much colder. London's like the tropics in comparison. I know I bring you too much worry. And I'm truly sorry for that, ma'am. It's not fair on you, but I have to live my life.
Shh. I want you to have it, pet. Please. It's yours. Take it.
Ma'am, I can't. It's too much. You keep it for me. I'll wear it when I'm next home. We can share it.
There's no turning you once your mind's made up, is there? I wanted to give you something special.
You already have.
Away, you softy. Don't just stand there. Give your old mum a big hug.
I must go.
Em...
All right, I promise.
If you ever need me, pet, you know you've only to ask.
Thanks. But whenever I'm in one of my scrapes, it's comforting to know that you're safe here.
Wait a moment. You've a crumb on the side of your mouth. There. That's better. Let's take a look at you then. Still a slip of a girl.
Ma'am.
You better make a move then. If you're going.
Take care of yourself, ma'am.
Goodbye, pet. Safe journey. Make sure you eat properly. I packed you some sweets. Remind you of home.
Coming, Bob. Bye, ma'am. See you soon.
Goodbye, Poppet.
That was two scenes recorded from To Freedom's Cause by Kate Willoughby. And the stage play of the drama will be performed in June 2013 at venues throughout Northumberland and beyond as part of the Emily Inspires Centennial Programme of Events.